Hello everyone, my name is Harshita Bhagat. I am a student of philosophy at Riya College and you are listening to Hinayana and Mahayana. In this podcast, I would like to share some of my knowledge regarding the two dominant religious schools of Buddhism, that is Hinayana and Mahayana. Many people often ask these questions. Are Hinayana and Mahayana similar concepts? What difference do they have? Etc. So I think you all might get some answer to these questions and have a clearance of few facts and some of your opinions. Now let's start with a brainstorming podcast about what Hinayana and Mahayana is. Buddhism is divided into these two great schools in respect of religion. It is said that Hinayana is called as lesser vehicle while Mahayana is called as greater vehicle. Now the question is, why are they called as lesser or greater vehicle? Let me tell about Hinayana first. Hinayana is an earlier form of Buddhism which tends to be a religion without God. It only follows the universal moral law of karma or dharma so that every individual can get the life he deserves by his past deeds. Every Hinayanist used to take the threefold solemn vow, that is, I take refuge in Buddha, I take refuge in Dhamma, I take refuge in Sangha. The main goal of Hinayana is arhatship or Nibbana that leads to a state which extinguishes all the misery, as the Hinayanists only wish to obtain liberation by following Buddha's noble path. Therefore, it is also a religion of self-help. There were very few people in the world who had the moral strength to follow the noble path of Buddha. Thus, moral strength is very necessary to follow Hinayana, which is the core founded by Buddha himself. Therefore, Hinayanists were very few and only the selected ones. As the time passed, Buddhism gained popularity, and with the belief of royal patron like Ashoka, it got spread widely but lost its original quality. There came a phase of time where teacher had to choose between upholding the ideal at the cost of number and upholding the number at the cost of ideal. Few sturdy teachers preferred first so as to maintain the original quality of the noble ideals, whereas majority of the people preferred the second, which led to the rise of Mahayana. Now, let's understand what is Mahayana. It is said to be filled with love and compassion for everyone, as it welcomes all the people irrespective of different cultures, thoughts or opinions. With the support of Ashoka, all the people were made aware of these ideals and many led to become Mahayanists. Thus, it is called as the greater vehicle, with huge number of people accepted to follow the path of liberation. Mahayanists started studying the concepts of Buddha and his life. They believe that enlightenment should be achieved not only for one's own salvation but also for the others. On the other hand, they had an idea of Hinayanists which had yet the element of selfishness for own's salvation. Thus, Mahayanists only had the aspect of helping others to attain their salvation before their own. Mahayana consists the new elements in different branches, and some of the important ones are the ideal of Bodhisattva, Buddha as God, and restoration of self. Firstly, ideal of Bodhisattva, it is the state of enlightenment or nirvana, and the one who attains Bodhisattva stays in the society without separating himself from the society. He works with karuna and prajna, that is love and wisdom, for every individual in the surrounding or any suffering being. In this way, he attains the liberation in the society and help others to gain the same. Therefore, all Bodhisattvas are inspired with great energy, making themselves as a subject to the laws of birth and death, who are free from sins and attachments. There are lotus flowers which grow out of Maya yet are not contaminated by it. So, Bodhisattvas are the same as this lotus flower. The ultimate goal of every Mahayanist is to establish the liberation of all sentient beings in the place of personal liberation. Thus, the ideal of Bodhisattva is nurtured by Mahayana philosophy. Secondly, Buddha as God is for the situation of the people where an ordinary man struggles in his life to avert misery and attain peace, but craves for some source of mercy and help. Then he turns to God. And Hinayana suggests the path of self-help. It is a cold comfort for this type of person. Thus, Mahayana hold out the hope that Buddha's watchful eyes are on all miserable beings. So, he is also called as Amitabha Buddha. Therefore, Buddha as the Dharmakaya, that is, regulator of the universe, takes the place of God, to whom the very heart can pray for help, love and mercy. Thirdly, restoration of self is a concept where the Buddhist or the monk mention themselves that there is no self. Mahayana philosophy points out that it is the little individual ego which is false. There is just Mahatman, which is the self of all beings. Thus, Mahayanist find his self restored in more elevated and magnified form. Today, the followers of Hinayana and Mahayana often try to belittle one another, but to the discerning outsider, they stand as the living examples of a fight between two equally noble motives. However, Hinayana and Mahayana are not even the two sides of the same coin. It's like Hinayana is the core where the actual or initial Buddhism, that is, where noble path of Buddha was founded. Mahayana is the outer big shell that was built over the time. The first without the second would remain sublime but relatively useless, whereas the second without the first would cease to be. Thus, both have their own equal importance. I hope you guys have understood it and cleared some of your doubts. Thank you for sparing your time to listen this podcast. The reference is from a book of an introduction to Indian philosophy. Thank you.